We're going to jump right on into things. This is Vance coming at you from the soundproof audio studio of a Toyota. What the heck? Oh, RAV4. I almost forgot what kind of car I'm sitting in. Doug, I had a senior moment. I'm sorry.
Makes me feel good, Vance.
And I'm not senior. Let's jump right on into things. And why don't you start by just introducing yourself and then answering the question, Doug, tell me about this Nikon thing. If I, you know, if we bumped into each other or if we hadn't seen anybody, or you're at your place of employment, what I call the big orange box, Home Depot, and someone says, you know, I wouldn't sense this happening at Home Depot, but if, you know, a customer that you were helping answer a question about whatever, you know, product they were looking for, and you said something like, well, you know, what I've learned, what my wife and I have learned, and they then they retorted back, you know, you seem to know a lot about other stuff besides Home Depot products. What else do you do besides this? If they were to ask that question, I want you to come back and answer that one. But first, who is Doug? Ned and Rip. There we go. For the record, Vance has now heard it correctly. Who is Doug? And before you get into your elevator speech, as we call it, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say good morning to all the faithful Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers recording today. And all I can say, it's a great pleasure to be asked by Vance to visit and share with you. Vance, thank you so much. Again, once again, my name is Doug Neddenrip. It's pronounced Neddenrip, letter rip. And I just want to divert a little bit, Vance, if you don't mind. But it was about 30 years ago this month that I married the love of my life, and her name is Charlene. And Charlene and I brought several children together. I had two daughters. Charlene had two. I had two daughters and a son, and Charlene had two sons. Together, we brought a family together of five. And today, Charlene and I are the proud grandparents of nine grandchildren.
Nine. Wow.
I grew up in a very small ranching community, about 45 miles south of Gardnerville. And when I grew up, my family. They owned a hardware, dry goods, and grocery business, and I worked in that business with them for several years. About that time, some of the big chains were moving in, and it wasn't long after that that my family, with the competition, decided to close their operation down. I was roughly 27 years old, and I became an employee benefit specialist. I focused on employee benefits, but I also did a tremendous amount of retirement planning and estate planning. And I did that for roughly 27 years. They were wonderful 27 years. I think back, and there's some of the fondest memories in my life occurred during those 27 years. But to bring you to date, when I started working for the Home Depot, getting up to where you asked me to start. If somebody comes up and I bump into them, or we get to talking in a conversation, why generally, excuse me, for the coughing, but I give them enough time to so we can kind of relate. And this doesn't happen all the time, but many, many times someone will say to me, well, what do you do anyway? And I tell them, well, you know, my story is kind of an interesting story. And as I told you, I spent 27 wonderful years as a financial advisor and employee benefits advisor. But unfortunately, at age 52, I woke up one morning. I had a disabling stroke, and it was interesting because number one, I couldn't speak. I couldn't remember tax codes. I couldn't use my right arm. I couldn't use my right leg either. It took several months for my right arm to come around and my right leg to come around. It actually took me almost 5.5 years before I could learn to sign, or before I could get back to signing my name so it looked halfway decent. And during that period of time, I happened to be a past president of the Carson City Rotary Club. And I had a very, very close friend that was not only a friend but a client. And after I had the stroke, let me go back and digress a little bit. Every 90 days, I'd sit down with my clients. We'd go through offensive and defensive strategies where I saw the market going, why I felt we ought to position ourselves here or there. And I just hadn't done that after the stroke. And as I was starting to feel a bit better, I decided if I went to somebody sort of safe, I could feel comfortable. Well, during that interview, I called him and I said, "Can I come down and have lunch with you?" And he said, "Sure." And during the interview, he says, "God, Doug, I haven't seen you for a while. Where have you been?" And I told him, I said, "Well, Gary, I'm an invalid. I've had a stroke and all of these things have happened to me." And he says, "Oh my gosh." He said, I never had any idea that had happened. I said, that's happened. And I says, we're just been praying and looking for something that would help. And he says, I think I have something that might help you. And so what he did is he pulled these make steps out of his shoes and he gave me a strength and balance test. And over the next number of years, it's just amazing what has transpired. We eventually got a family home and or a wellness home, and the story just gets better and better and better because as time went on, I always kept exercising, always kept doing the things to keep myself in relatively good physical condition. But
Doug, can I want to interrupt, and those of you who know how I try to capture or attempt to capture people's stories is that I'm running numbers in my head. Literally, I'm not a mathematician, okay? We watched as a family last night Hidden Figures, which is based on the true story of Katherine Johnson of NASA, putting the first man out there in orbit, John Glenn. Some of you are familiar with the story, some of you aren't. When you went back and how you said, 27, you were 27 and then you enjoyed it for 27 years, you're 52. I'm 51. I will be 52 here in 3 months. So I'm going, wow. Doug, what you're saying is, and this can happen to anybody, was there any pre-existing conditions that lead up to a stroke? Because both my grandmothers had suffered strokes, and the way you're describing being disabled, an invalid, that was, especially my dad's mom, she never got her speech back, ever. We could understand her, kind of grunts and groans, but was there something that you could have done differently that you know of now that you could have prevented this? And I want you to answer that question. And then also, I loved your little slip when you said you got a family home, which that's what I think is the best definition of a wellness home, period, is that it's a home that the whole family can enjoy that's wellness-oriented. Okay, yeah, amen is right. I thought, oh, that's a really good slip. I need to point that out. Nobody's ever said it that way before. But going back to the stroke, and I need to throw this out here for people so we understand. Doug is not making a medical claim. He did not make a medical claim and say, well, I had a stroke and I discovered Nican and it took care of everything. and I was miraculously healed. I don't recall you saying that, and that's not what we're talking about here. However, what I want to know is, based on what you've learned, because you're a researcher, was there something you could have done differently? Because I don't know much about, I go as a first responder, when that code comes up, ST1, 3, or 9, ST means stroke, that's our code symbol that we use, and I know that seconds matter and minutes matter.
Amen.
Lifelight typically gets activated, our helicopter network, to get people to where they need to go, to one of those trauma centers. But I'm going to go back to my question. Was there something that you could have done differently, or that going back, okay, or what have you been doing since then to make sure this never happens again?
That's a great question, Vance. My family has a history of high cholesterol. And it's gone back for generation after generation. And so I've known all along that I had a problem with high cholesterol. I just didn't do anything about it. I was always very active. I played a lot of racquetball. I ran track. I did sports in high school, that type of thing. I had a paper route that kept me in just absolutely fantastic physical condition. But nevertheless, the stroke hit me, and it just came out of nowhere. There were many, many signs before the stroke, but I didn't put two and two together. My left leg would just kind of give out on me, and so I'd just slap it around, and in a few minutes, well, I'd come back, and then I'd get up and go about my business. I can remember one time my high school had a reunion, and us guys got together and played a little basketball. And a friend of mine took a photograph of all of the guys sitting on the bench. And all the guys on the bench with me, their complexion was bright reddish. And I'm sitting on the end of the bench, and I was bluish. And that was, I didn't put two and two together then either. There was not enough blood getting to my body to properly service it. And, but Vance, I was pretty much clueless. So to answer your question, being unaware it was the biggest problem. I just was unaware of what was going on.
Okay, so let's, as I put in a text to several people this week, actually yesterday I sent out numerous texts to people, and the response I got back was wonderful regarding Neekin's newest nutritional formula, and I did it on purpose. But I want to go this direction in that when we become aware of something, and in my text, and I use this a lot, if we call this a temple, this body, this physical body, why are we treating it like a tent?
That's,
you know,
a
tent is something temporary. It's not a permanent thing that you should live in. Yeah, we go camping, or homeless people live in tents, and that's because of a variety of reasons. I'm not going to accuse them of, you know, whatever. But my question is, okay, so you have this stroke, and as you said, it took 5 years for you to be able to sign your name. You've got a wellness home today, starting with the insoles, and I love that. That's such a beautiful picture of what we can do when we know something that's a good solution. And I'm sure the person that introduced you to Neekin, they weren't thinking, oh, what if Doug says no? What if Doug rejects me? What if he rejects the gift that I'm trying to give him? I doubt that even went through their mind. They probably just said, well, Doug's hurting, man. He's looking for a solution. So you started with the insoles. Take it away from there.
Okay. Well, just look at my notes here. The interesting thing is that the research and development that Neekin does with their products, attempting to make them all work together for an ultimate healthy lifestyle is the thing that amazes me, Vance. But anyway, I want to get back to my morning breakfast menu. I just mixed it up a little while ago. I started with two scoops of KV13 and I added a scoop of Thiaga. I put a packet of Kenzen 10-4 in it. I added sliced bananas. I added 4 tablespoons of liquid turmeric. I added 4 tablespoons of COQ10 and the rest with almond milk. And I topped it off with a little almond milk on the top of it. I blended it and I drank it before I got on the phone this morning. And all I can say is that I feel good. It tastes good. All I know is that it, when it feels good and tastes good, I think it's got to be good for me.
Right. As opposed to, you know, so many of us, and I do this, I'm guilty of it, and I'm basing my feeling good and tasting good as going a different direction of what I just finished was Niken's new vegan drink for kids.
Yeah.
And but why all those things? I know the answer to this silly question. I know because I've heard other people share that when it comes to a stroke, when it comes to a emergency cutoff to the brain, and you could probably explain what a stroke is and how it impacts, why seconds and minutes matter.
Yeah.
Barb Satterwhite, as a nurse, her late husband Don had a stroke a few years ago, I think we're now 3-4 years ago, and how it completely altered their lives. But why that magic recipe?
Well, it has to do a lot with things that my body needs to maintain a healthy. I'm working very, very hard to keep my pH level at 7 or above. And so all of these things, from the research that I've done, Vance, contributes to keeping that pH level above 7. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense to me because I wish both my grandmothers had been exposed to things like this. Now, Doug, you didn't tell us what your age is now, today.
I am 77 years old today.
Okay. So you most people who have a stroke, and I'm going to get into a sensitive subject because I know there's people listening right now who have lost a loved one. We can't play God. I'm not saying that, but what you're doing is really, really an amazing example. What else do you use? I'm really wanting to hear what else do you put into your daily regimen, your routine, besides the nutrients that you feel? Because that shake, as I was adding up the numbers in my brain, it's got a lot of protein in it based on the way you're mixing it. And it's got a lot of organic caffeine, too. The 10-4, wow. That'll definitely wake you up.
In addition to that, I take the joint formula. I take the clarity formula. I take the immunity formula. And I take 3 of the Jade Green signs every day. I watch what I eat. No sugar Jello, a low fat soup, that type of thing. And Vance, it's just become a lifestyle to me. I thank goodness my beautiful wife Charlene, and that's with an S, helps me with this. But together we're a team, and you know we help one another live as healthy as we can. In fact, we're so happy that the gym's opened this last week, and I hit the gym like 3 times this week doing a cycling class. And she loves Zumba, so she's done Zumba 3 times this week, and we attempt to live both mentally, physically, and emotionally, as healthy a lifestyle as we possibly can. And I think it all works together, so that maybe we can do some of these things that, as you mentioned, Vince, my heart goes out to people that, I talk to that can have a very, very difficult time doing normal daily functions. It just so sad. But many times when you mention to people that you do this regimen and that you adhere to this, after I've told them my stroke story, I'm going to say about 50% of the people I talk to will say yes. So that's something I'd like to learn more about. 50% of the people are just not interested.
Sure, because I think they haven't had a wake-up call. I have a friend, and I was thinking about this the other day because you had mentioned cholesterol. And the last time he was admitted to the ER is because his cholesterol numbers completely berserk.
Yeah.
And the nurse, the ER nurse, was a dear personal friend of the family, good friends with his wife. And she knew, this is what was classic about this story, she knew that he was ordering the Bergy caps. And again, I'm not making a medical claim here. I'm just telling you his story. He was using them with great results. He was taking a double dose to deal with his cholesterol. And you can read the bottle. It says this is for, you know, people who are that are healthy for maintenance. Well, he was taking a double dose, and he didn't have any issues. Well, and he doesn't want to go on auto ship, and that's his choice. That's fine. And I'm like, I don't know why you wouldn't want to get an extra 25% savings, because, you know, if I walked in, Doug, to Home Depot and I was looking for a particular, you know, part or whatever, I would, in my right mind, I would never say, hey, this one's on sale. When does it go off sale so I can pay full price? Doug, have you ever encountered anybody in all your years in the hardware industry, somebody saying that? Would they say that?
No, they wouldn't say that. And Vance, the interesting thing that goes on in the world that I live in today is we have many, many people come in and borrow stuff, and unfortunately they just forget to bring it back.
I have a dear friend worked for Lowe's, and he told me so many stories. But to go back and finish my story about my friend, he ran out of the Bergy, and he stopped taking it, and he had an episode. His numbers went through the roof. He got, you know, it was all the symptoms that come back with somebody who runs high cholesterol. And the nurse said, he shared this with me. Actually, his wife shared. He was still a little bit prideful, you know, as a guy. His wife shared with me. She said, oh, yeah, my friend looked right at him and said, are you stupid? Why did you stop taking the stuff that works? She said, I don't even know what it is. This was what she said to him when he's sitting in the emergency room.
Yeah, yeah.
And sure enough, the wife shared that with me a few weeks later, because he put in an order for like a 6-month supply or whatever. And I keep telling him, hey, why don't you do the auto ship? It's 20, you know, Brody Craney taught me that. Ask for a better price.
Amen.
So anyway, anyhow, Doug, I know you've got a lot of notes and you've got a lot of stuff. We're probably going to need to do a part two. And what I'd like to do is, when your schedule permits, open this up, because based on the fact that I get texts from people while a call is going on and say, well, what about this? What about this? Because everybody's got stroke is like an umbrella of like, holy smokes, something went south. This is bad. And there are people listening right now, again, who have lost loved ones.
Amen.
Because of a stroke, because of a brain bleed, because of, and again, I've been on medical calls. And it's not fun. It just never is. But you're one who's bounced back. You're using the Wellness Home, and I know it's not just about nutrition, but it's huge. I believe it was Aristotle, and I say this hesitantly. Wasn't it Aristotle or Socrates who said, "Let food be your medicine, and medicine be your food"? It was some great Greek.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it comes down to that. So I'm giving credit for whoever said it, because whoever I give credit to, somebody's going to text me or call me later today and say, Vance, why don't you get this right?
It's Hippocrates, Vance.
Hippocrates. Thank you, Nancy. Nancy's one who's in the same mindset that I am. Because I'm looking at a bench, my workbench in the garage. We're part of a food recovery program where we get access to amazing organic food on a regular basis. And it's the stuff that needs to be thrown away. And one of the many benefits of COVID, if I can say it this way, I was just talking with a single mom yesterday. And she said, oh, yeah, there's so many organizations that are getting all this food. And they're distributing it for free. And a lot of this really good food is organic. It's like the really expensive stuff. So there's really no excuse. But when you don't have access to that, I love, Doug, what you're saying is you've got this regimen. And in my mind, a number one objection to that would be, well, that probably costs you a lot.
Not really.
Not really?
Well, what do you mean by cost me a lot? You're talking about dollars? You're talking about mental health, mental wellness, or emotional, or
all of the above. I mean, have you ever broken down what you invest nutritionally in that recipe, that regimen that you start your day with?
I never have. I keep fine tuning it, and hopefully. People won't be offended by what I'm about to say, is I make most of my decisions based on inner peace. And if that inner peace is there, I go with it. If the inner peace isn't there, I question why I don't have peace with that. And that's basically how I make those decisions.
Yeah. I thought you were going to answer it that way. Because okay. I was just reading this morning, and I'm not going to reference it. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to preach.
Yeah.
But when a guy came up to Jesus and said, hey, you know, good master, what do I do to get my life going in the right direction? And he looked right at him and said, why are you calling me good?
Yes.
And I'm thinking, wow, this is the guy who changed the course of history. I mean, our calendar is based on his birth date, you know, and B.C., A.D., okay, we can't argue with those facts. But I like that response. I really do, because sometimes that comes up. But when we have a life-altering experience like you did with the stroke, there's no price tag that you can put on. And I know this is a little closer to home to me, because I talked about both my grandmothers having strokes. Both my grandfathers had heart conditions. And I'm looking at the little bottle, and I don't know why I save it, but I have the little bottle of nitro that my grandfather had. And it was in his motorhome, which we parked in my barn for many years. And when we cleaned it out, I saved some of the things. I've got all these little things that, you know, that the rest of the men in our family, if they knew I had them, they would steal them because it's part of our family history. My point is this. When we become aware of things, there's no price. There really isn't.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, anyways, Doug, I know we didn't cover a lot, but I think we hit on a lot of things that I'm looking at the clock, and I want to be sensitive to people's schedules.
Absolutely.
But would you be willing to do that? Because we've done this before, and just open it up, and Vance will stop talking. And those of you who have heard your story, they can say, hey, what about this? Why do you do that? What about the sleep system, the air, the water? How important are all these things?
Not a problem.
Not a problem. Okay, fantastic. I'll give you the last word, Doug. What would you like to say to all those Nikanites out there that maybe they're doing it for business, maybe they're not doing it for business, maybe they're simply wholesale consumers, maybe they're simply a customer? You know, if I were to say, okay, you shared your story, but why do you continue with it? And I think you've answered that question already, but
well,
I'll let you put a spin on it.
Vance, let me just add a little bit, one additional thing. It was kind of interesting because when I had the stroke, my wife looked at me and I couldn't speak. But at the same time, you know, you're going to think this is absolutely wild and crazy. But there was a little voice in the back of my mind that said something like this. It was just an awareness. It was not an audio voice. There was awareness. And that awareness went something like this. If you'll listen to me, I'll get you through this. If you'll listen to me, I'll get you through this. And I please hope I don't step on anybody's toes, but I kept listening to that non-audio voice, and I still do today. And I really feel that, just for me, that has guided and directed me very, very well.
I don't think you're going to offend anybody with that, Doug. And
no, I'm open to any questions that anybody would like to throw my way.
Okay, well, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, again, for the sake of time, unless there's somebody who wants to jump on in here on topic, that's the key. We have to keep it on topic. A question, you know, from any of you who are familiar with how to drive a conference call, that you want to throw a question at Doug just to finish it off? Okay. We'll leave it at that then. I want to give somebody the opportunity, but yeah. And all of us who, and I want to reiterate, Doug, and I really appreciate the way you finished that off, all of us who have had a life-altering experience, mine was jumping off of a 75-foot waterfall in my early 20s, messed up my back really good. Every time I share that with people in person, they give me this look of, what were you thinking?
I know.
And I'm like, I know. But I just found out late last night that our daughter did a road trip with a friend, and they started in Phoenix, Arizona, and drove all the way up all these amazing, beautiful national parks, went cliff jumping in Twin Falls, and that's fine. She's 21. She is her father's daughter. This is what we do. I don't know why, but she does. But my point is this, and I'll finish with this, that when life throws us a curveball, as it did for you, Doug, you figured out how to not only manage it, but to really, really take advantage of some amazing solutions that Nikan has already done all the research to get your body back into an environment. And I love the way you said that. You listened to that inner voice. I'll get you through this. I'll get you through this. But we have to listen. And I think Nikan truly has given you some amazing solutions. So I'm excited for where this is going to go, because I've gotten to enjoy the friendship over the years and being part of that. So, Doug, Ned and Rip.
Ned and Rip.
Ned and Rip. Ned and Rip. Ned and Rip. I got it. Has been our guest. If you know somebody who's encountered, for a variety of reasons, a life-altering condition, it may not be the same, but it may be relatable. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and you can go to the 2020 recordings and look for Doug's name. You may not be able to spell it or even pronounce it, but it's Doug. That's pretty simple. And it'll be there, and all you got to do is click on it. And give Steve, our webmaster, a bit of time to get it posted. But these are stories that are really, really good. And again, we unpackaged it a little bit more than like the daily sizzle calls that take place Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. But Doug, thank you. I really appreciate it. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Doug will be back, and we'll do more from there. So have a great rest of your weekend, the rest of your Saturday, folks. Thanks so much.
Thanks again.